Mephisto Research Live, reaching out to the scientists of tomorrow.
This is Ching Wang, who is an early stage researcher for Mephisto Project, which is a really exciting project in many dimensions. And Ching is working on lasers to do with autonomous driving to make it safer. Is that right?
Yeah, but actually not only for cars, the LiDAR system can be also used in other areas such as agriculture.
Oh, what you mean, yeah. Like tractors?
We can detect such as if the crops grows well, is it lack of water? Because if it lacks of water, the information of the light back from the leaf is different from a very healthy leaf.
Science Talk with Mephisto early stage career researchers.
Oh, so you tell it what it needs to be looking for. So with a car, you tell it what the dangerous obstacles are. With crops, you tell it something else? Is it like teaching? Is it machine learning?
The machine learning can be applied to this technology because we have data. When we use this laser system, we have a lot of data to be processed, and machine learning can help us to process that data.
Okay, so when you're doing work on autonomous driving and cars, if you were to switch it to like tractors, what would you need to change? Is it the software, or is it the data, or both?
The first challenge is to design the hardware system, such as the DUCOMP system, how to make it more stable, how to make it can work stably in a very harsh environment. That's the first challenge. And the second challenge is how to process the data and then to make the recognition of objects.
Okay, so when you say comb, can I understand laser for that?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I see. So why does it need to be dual? Why is it two? Not single.
Because the DUCOMP now have several advantages than the single comp, because we want to improve the detection distance and to improve the resolution. The resolution means that to want it to be more precise.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're looking for more clarity, for more accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gosh, I'm making some progress here. I'm actually having a physics lesson.
Maybe I say something is not very comprehensive.
Well, I can always ask you again, can't I? It's all fabulous to me, and you can't say everything in a few minutes. But I do want to know what this LiDAR system is. What is it, LiDAR or LiDAR?
It should be LiDAR detection, LiDAR, LiDAR. The pronunciation should be LiDAR, maybe LiDAR. I just call it LiDAR.
LiDAR. I mean, yeah, I think I'm sure that's right. I guess it's something that in the world of research, maybe you see it written down more than it's said. I mean, I don't know. So, Ching, were you always good at physics at school? Were you like really brilliant at maths and physics and chemistry? What were your top subjects?
Physics and I'm interested in math in high school, and because of my major in the bachelor in the university is about engineering, so I also needed to took several math and physics classes.
Could a career in science be for you?
From what age did you think you knew you really wanted to be a scientist?
Actually, when I chose my major for the university, I just think the engineering is interesting, and engineering can bring more chance to such as find a work, find a job in China.
Yeah,
so I choose engineering to study, and now I think I'm just a researcher, and it's not scientist. I'm just a researcher, not a scientist, because I think scientist, if you are a scientist, it means that you have make many big many achievements. But at the moment, I'm just learning and do some research trainings.
Now, that is very interesting, because for me, a researcher is a scientist, because I couldn't do, you know, I couldn't do what you're doing. And, you know, you're a Marie Curie fellow, which is like a real achievement. It's a really competitive position. So I think you are a scientist, but I think it's you're being modest.
I will try my hard to be a scientist.
So what is the best thing? What do you enjoy most about your work?
Of my work, the first thing is about you can, when you feel very disappointing, you can think about that you are doing something that is very, this aims to change something, to change people's life. Although we know that there are many work we do now maybe cannot change something, but there should be some big progress happen in some certain time, and then it will change people's life. That is very inspiring. Sometimes we need some beliefs.
Yeah. Yes, I guess when you, because I imagine that you could spend weeks on something and it takes a lot of time. Things don't happen overnight, do they? But eventually something must happen, mustn't it, eventually? And that must be really exciting.
Could you please repeat that? I didn't.
I was just saying, you know, like you're saying, it's inspiring to think you could be changing people's lives. I'm sure with what you're doing in the laboratory, it takes a lot of time. And then suddenly, hopefully, or maybe not suddenly, maybe over a long period of time there is a change, but it must be great to see that change, that result.
Yeah.
What was the best, most satisfying piece of research that you've done?
Satisfying research I have done. It's now just the beginning. Actually, I enjoy doing something in the laboratory. But sometimes the experiments get successful results, but sometimes it's not. It needs a lot of persistence. You need to consist on doing that, repeat and repeat. Sometimes I just enjoy it, but sometimes it's quite some disappointing. So persistence is really needed.
Yeah, I think persistence is a really, really important quality. Do you think you've always had that, or do you think, have you always been had that quality, Ching?
I think that it's very important for people, and for myself, I think I can most of time I can have that quality. To continue my research, and
have the calling.
quality.
Okay. Yeah. You've got that quality. Yeah, definitely. You must have it to do what you do. Okay. So why photonics? Why not chemistry? Because photonics is very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't changed my major science, the bachelor study. And why I choose my major, when I choose my major for the bachelor's study, I'm just 16 or 17. At that time, I actually didn't know nothing.
Yes.
But because it's just a coincidence, I choose the university and I look at which major I can enter. I just choose some majors that is very good in that university, and the optical engineering is one of that. So yes. It's a coincidence that I choose my major. But after several years of study, and I found that this photonics is the market of photonics is quite big.
Yeah.
It's related to many areas, as we mentioned, such as autonomous driving, and such as agriculture and other areas. It all need photonics. We use lasers to do many things, not only for autonomous driving area, even though in some medical area. We also use some optical expertise to do some things. So the photonics market is very big, and it also needs the multidisciplinary knowledges. So in this area, you can not only improve. So in this area, it needs multidisciplinary knowledges, and you need to think a lot. And this is very helpful for the career, for the future career, I think.
Okay, for future career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, I remember from your presentation that I saw that you like, is it wine tasting?
Ah, yes.
Tell us a bit about that, because you are a scientist or a researcher, if you prefer that term. But of course, there's much more to you. And I mean, I love wine tasting. So tell me what sort of wines you like and what you learned.
It's the wine tasting. I think it's a quite good experience in my life. But when I do my master's, we had a wine tasting association in my university. And so we often organized some wine tasting events. It's a very good chance for me to learn people outside of my major. It's really interesting, and you can meet very interesting people and taste very good wines. I think science it sometimes gives me some idea. Because
what wine do you like, Ching? I mean, I like New Zealand wines. I like French wine, Chablis and Salsa.
I like it too. Chablis, Chardonnay.
Is it a Chardonnay grape?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Chablis the region.
But the Chardonnay in Chablis is very good.
Yeah, I like that. I like Salser. What about you? And I like German wines as well. I like Riesling.
Yeah, I like Riesling.
Gewürztraminer? Gewürztraminer. Have you had Gewürztraminer? Or is it Gewürztraminer?
What did you mean, Gewürztraminer?
It's another German wine, Gewürz. I'll send you a link. It's another really nice wine. I'm pretty sure it's German.
Ah, yeah. The sweet and fresh Riesling in Germany is quite good.
Yeah, I like Rieslings. So what else? Do you have wine in China or not?
Yeah, we have.
Really?
China now is developing our wines. It's developed very fast in the Western Lorraine area, which is Ningxia. We have many vineyards there.
I had no idea. I had no idea that China made wine.
yeah. And now there are many winemakers from all over the world in Ningxia area. And
Say that again. You said Western China is
no the west northern China.
What, northwest China?
Northwest China.
So is that a state? I mean, I don't know how China is divided up. Is it a state or an area?
We divided our places into province.
Oh, so what's the name of the province or provinces that do or does wine?
The name of the province is Ningxia.
Ningxia.
Yeah, Ningxia.
Hey, you'll have to teach me some Chinese before we finish. I would love to speak Chinese, but it's very difficult, isn't it?
Just let me know if you want to try it.
Oh, I'd just love just a few words, and just to be able to write a few words would be wonderful. But I know there are like thousands of characters.
Yeah, I can teach some very simple characters such as Li Hao and Xie Xie, like thank you and hello, like that.
Say it again, Li.
Li Hao.
Li Hao, what does that mean?
Yeah, Li Hao is hello, good morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't even know that basic word, Li Hao. Well, that's really great.
Yeah.
Right. So how are you liking England? Is it cold? Is it, I mean, what are the things that you've noticed?
It's really cold.
Even though it's summer.
I miss the sunlight in China.
And Ching, have you discovered, you must have done by now, have you been to Chinatown in Birmingham?
Yeah, I have.
And is it like authentic?
Sorry, what did you mean authentic?
Is it like the real, is it very Chinese or is it still British?
You can see some Chinese effects on it, but obviously that's not Chinese, real Chinese. It's must a mixture with the local culture and the Chinese culture. And I think if you go to a real Chinese city, it should be more, there will be more people there and
more crowded.
The staff, the shops, and the food. Actually, I haven't tried any restaurant in the Chinese town. I think the food should be different. It must a mixture with.
I mean, we should go because I would love to see what you think. I would really love to go with you to Chinatown in Birmingham.
If you want, we can.
Yeah, we should do that. What do you think of British food? Have you had any yet? Have you had fish and chips?
I haven't tried a real fish and chips.
Well, maybe we'll do that another time.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're doing in the lab at the moment that you could describe for us that we might understand. So if you can, I don't know what a laser looks like. If you say laser to me, I think of Star Wars. What does the lab look like?
Our lab is not very big, but we have the equipment is enough. And at the moment, I just built some simple lasers and to verify if it's accurate, such as we want it to be, we want it to be mode-locked. Mode-locked, it can be understood as a state. As a state, we want this state of laser, of the light.
What does mode locked mean?
It can be seen a state of the light.
What is it like, very bright, or is it?
If we look the spectrum, the mode locked light is such as several lines.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is that because the electrons are behaving in a certain way? I mean, are we talking electrons or? I mean,
actually, the state of the light is controlled by the currents we give, the power we give. There's a threshold of mode locked. If we give power like that threshold, we can get this mode locked thing. When we see the spectrum, we can see several lines. And
you mean several colors? Do you mean different colors or do you mean quality of light?
Not colors.
Intensity?
Just some several lines, such as this is two lines.
And yeah.
Four lines, such as this.
And why do you need that?
Because mode locked is a state of light. With this state, we can achieve a more stable of the light of the laser.
I see. So, how do you create mode locked light?
We use several optical
instruments.
Yeah. To build the systems.
So just tell us what city or which town or village you're from, because I know nothing about China.
Okay. My hometown, the name of my hometown is, the city name of my hometown is Hefei. And the
Hefei.
Province.
Hefei. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce it, I know. And it's near to Shanghai.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are in the south of China. And there are a lot of plains.
Oh, I see. There are a lot of flat plains.
Yeah. It's very plain. So it's very suitable to grow the crops.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so.
And is that rice or
all
kinds of things?
We grow rice.
You are listening to Mephista Research Life, founded by EU Horizon 2020, MSCA Grant Agreement 861152.
So, I'm just thinking, is there any advice you can give to young scientists who might be thinking, oh, I'm not good enough to do science or science is for boys? What could you say to them?
I think the most important thing is that you need to find what you really want to do. You should find the area you can put yourself into it. It's very important. And then just put yourself into it and don't give up, I think.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, not to give up. And do you have like some amazing facts that you could share with us, like three amazing facts that are linked to your work that we could understand?
Yeah, so the first is I think it should be the 2005, the Nobel Physical Prize is to celebrate the optical frequency technologies, frequency comp. So it's very exciting. It means that the OFC technologies is very hot now. And the second is that the researchers are also making a lot of progress in the optical frequency comp technologies, such as the mode locking technologies. And several researchers are even doing something like the micro comp technologies.
And micro? Does that mean micro laser?
Yeah. They use chips. That's also very hot. And I think the third thing is that because we want to use to apply the LiDAR into the industry areas, and now the LiDAR has been used in very in a lot of areas, not only in autonomous driving, but also, as I mentioned, such as agriculture and other areas. It's exciting to say if we could make more progress to combine the academic progress and the industry area.
What does LiDAR mean? Perhaps it's not easy to explain.
laser detection and ranging.
Ranging. So yeah. It's all about studying. It's all about using lasers in a really practical, cutting edge way. Like, is it about laser use? Developing.
Yeah. It's about laser use.
Okay. So I see. So it's a term for lasers. Brilliant. So what's the thing you're enjoying most about Mephista at the moment?
The project itself is prospective because it's supported by the EU, and so the topic is very hot, and they want to overcome some very practical challenges. So I think the project itself is very prospective, and it can help a lot for my future career. And second is that there's a strong collaborations between several universities and also companies. Very good for us to extend our networks, our academic networks. That's very good.
Yes, when you say prospective teaching, what do you mean?
Prospective is hopeful.
Oh, you mean there are good prospects?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. I just want to understand. So the project, you see the project as having good prospects for your future career?
Yeah.
So this is Qing Wang. Have I pronounced that correctly?
Yeah, that's
from Hu Fu? Is that your town?
From Hefei. Hefei.
Say it again.
He. Yeah, Fei.
Hefei.
Yeah, it's great.
Hefei.
Yeah, it's great.
The province is
Anhui.
Anhui. Yeah, oh yeah, and finally, how do I say thank you?
谢谢.
谢谢.
Yes,
yeah,
great.
So Qing. Xie, and thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. Thank you so much for explaining photonics and frequency combs to me. It's great to know you're working on cutting edge science.